Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The Kevin Flatley dominates pretty much all of the front pages this morning. The Irish Independent, Garda killed as he tried to flag down bike at checkpoint. The Irish Sun, Garda killed at speed check. The Irish Daily Mirror, Garda killed trying to stop motorbike. The Irish Daily Star, Garda hit and killed by motorbike. And the Irish Examiner on the front page, faithful public servant dies conducting speed checks. The death of a Garda in the line of duty should serve as a reset for society on its approach to road safety. Those are the comments of the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris. Tributes pouring in for Garda Kevin Flatley, who was killed while conducting speed checks in North Dublin. And he's the 90th member of the Garda force killed in the line of duty. And the Garda Commissioner describing Mr. Flatley as a faithful public servant and saying his death was a terrible reminder of the dangers faced by Gardaí enforcing road traffic legislation. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, the best-selling author Joseph O'Connor, he's talking about Limerick, and he has revealed how students have told him that it's easier to get cocaine in Limerick than it is to get a pint. His comments come amid growing concern that Limerick is now the go-to place to get cocaine. Mr. O'Connor's head of creative writing at the University of Limerick, and he said students highlighted situations where menus advertising a range of different drugs have been dropped through the letterboxes of their houses. Well, at least the drug dealers are going old school with this. I thought it would all be done on WhatsApp, but apparently you have a menu delivered to your door through the letterbox. It's like a delivery service. Flyers being put through the letterboxes where students are staying with a menu of what's available, to and you give them a call and they'll have it round to you in 30 minutes. And Joseph O'Connor says he has this fight thing. And of course, we've heard before, indeed in reports on this station as well, of the availability of cocaine. It is absolutely everywhere. I was in a pub recently and there's a group of young lads close to us and they were openly discussing getting a bag of cocaine after the night out in the pub. Like you would say, will we go for a chipper? It was, will we get a bag? Not of chips, but of cocaine. So certainly it does feel like it's in every parish pump in the country. Irish Daily Mail, O'Brien did not consult officials on his housing forecast. Former Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, did not consult with his officials prior to telling the coalition leaders that 40,000 new homes would be built in 2024. Irish Times on the front page says that there's concerns about a new suburb in Dublin and how they would be able to build that because of water supply, which seems to be constrained. So Ishka Aaron is warning Dublin City Council over worsening water and sewage capacity that could jeopardise plans for a new suburb of 6,000 homes in the capital. And this is the Ballyboggan Master Plan. But water capacity for Dublin has deteriorated. It's now at amber level, which means that supplies are constrained. And Ishka Aaron's also warning that future population growth in Dublin is dependent on the construction of a new sewage plant. So that's the main story on the front of the Irish Times. The other big story on that paper, and it's not a surprise given our history of Metrolink and the Children's Hospital and things like that, the new National Maternity Hospital could cost €2 billion, or close to €2 billion, to develop, which would be 10 times the original price. The bill for the facility would be more than 10 times the amount originally allocated when the project was announced more than a decade ago. Not a shock. I don't think anyone will choke on their cornflakes this morning hearing that story. Inside the papers, we have details of how long you're going to be waiting in A&E for. And the Indo tells us patients can now expect to endure an average stay of over 7 hours in an emergency department, which is 1 hour longer than it was a decade ago. This is patient experience time, which is the entire visit from the point where you walk through the door at the emergency department until you get a bed or you're discharged. And the national average is 7.2 hours. It was 6 hours a decade ago. We are getting better because it used to be 7.5 hours in 2022 and now it's 7 hours. But in some hospitals, it's way longer. I'm looking here. This year in Talla Hospital, you can expect to wait 12.6 hours. In Naas Hospital, 11.4 hours. Beaumont, 10.8. Cork University Hospital, 9.7 hours. And you'll be waiting the same in Our Lady of Lourdes. The shortest times, St Luke's in Kilkenny. If you go into Luke's in Kilkenny, you can expect to wait 3 hours. And also St Michael's Hospital, 3.7 hours. And the hospital in Waterford there, 4.5 hours. So read more about that in the Indo. A lot of talk about weight loss jabs in the papers today for some reason. First one comes from the Irish Independent. This is the weight loss jab Mounjaro is helping people shed significantly more weight than its rival Wegovy or Wegovy. So research has put the two drugs against each other and they found Mounjaro was superior when it came to shedding pounds and losing inches. But they do say that both drugs do actually work because they kind of suppress your hunger and make you feel fuller for longer. And then there's more about weight loss drugs because in the Sun, the weight loss jabs are being lined up as a cancer-beating super weapon. New research shows that they're halving the risk of developing cancer. So there's a lot of research about those in the papers today. Two final stories for you, one from the Times of London. Last week we heard that if you want to emigrate to the UK, you need to have a high standard of English now. And today on the front of the Times of London, we're told that if you pay your tax on time, volunteer in the community and work in the public sector or have a high skilled job, you'll be prioritised for residency under new immigration reforms. They're going to be announced, I think this morning around 11:30 across the water, but they're going to consider if you're a volunteer in your community or not. And finally, it's been confirmed once and for all, the most stressful thing in the world seems to be moving house, or certainly the Star tells us moving home is more stressful than giving birth, having a tooth out or being interviewed for a job. Actually, the most stressful thing in the world is the death of a family member. But we are told that moving house is a complex emotional process that can take a toll mentally and physically and probably financially as well.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.